The National Institutes of Health has halted another hormone therapy study. The study involves 11,000 postmenopausal healthy women who've had hysterectomies and are taking estrogen only. NPR's Patricia Naymond reports they've been told to stop taking the pills.
The study set out to see if estrogen could protect these women from heart disease. Dr. Barbara Alving is director of the Women's Health Initiative Study and an official with the National Institutes of Health. She says after 7 years, researchers found the treatment did not protect women against heart disease. What they did see was a worrisome increase in strokes.
For the individual person, the risk is very, very small. However, we saw an excess risk of 8 women per 10,000 women years. What does that mean? It means for every 10,000 women who took estrogen for 1 year, 8 would have stroke who otherwise would not have stroke.
The study was stopped 1 year early because researchers figured they had learned as much as they could and that it was better to err on the side of patient safety. This risk of stroke is similar to the increased risk found nearly 2 years ago when the medical community was taken by surprise. The largest study of women in hormone therapy was stopped. That study involved women who had not had hysterectomies and were taking the combination of estrogen and progestin. Those women had more heart disease, more strokes, more life-threatening blood clots, and more cases of breast cancer. After that study was stopped, researchers continued to evaluate whether estrogen alone might be beneficial. This study pretty much seals that debate. But Dr. Alving says a safe regimen of hormone treatment could still be beneficial.
Most women are interested in hormone therapy to have relief from hot flashes, from the symptoms of menopause. And the FDA says for these symptoms, take hormone therapy at the lowest dose for the shortest period of time. And then, of course, we debate what is the shortest period of time. It may be a year, 2 years. But the woman can work that out with her health care provider.
Dr. Isaac Schiff is chief of OBGYN at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says the findings of this study do offer some reassuring news when it comes to estrogen and breast cancer. There have been many studies and much debate about whether estrogen is linked to breast cancer, and in this study, there was no link. Schiff says that's good news because estrogen-only therapy is usually recommended for women who have had hysterectomies, and that often happens when women experience medical problems when they're relatively young, in their 40s and 50s.
The usual reason is very irregular bleeding that could not otherwise be controlled, or a large mass, for example, a large fibroid that is symptomatic, or problems related to bladder or bowel control where the usual supports of the uterus is weakened.
When menopause results from the surgical removal of the uterus and ovaries, Schiff says the symptoms are far more dramatic than when menopause occurs naturally. So from now on, Schiff says, these women and their doctors will have to weigh relieving those symptoms against potential risks. Patricia Naymond, NPR News, Los Angeles.